The free guide to healing all four core wounds is available once again, bestie. This is a 10-page ebook that gives you specific affirmations and clear steps to repairing all four wounds: abandonment, guilt, trust, and neglect. Once you download this, it's already your secret weapon that can help you shift out of survival and into thriving in your best life. See why over 5,000 besties have already downloaded it. Get your free copy by visiting buygloriazhang.com/guide or click the link in the show notes for easy access. I hope you love using it as much as I love creating it for you. How do you deal with feeling guilty about blaming your parents for your childhood and your problems? This topic was voted number one on my Instagram poll by you wonderful folks. This comes up a lot, and I'm going to show you exactly how to release guilt and responsibility in a step-by-step exercise during today's call to action, right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. So this question won by a landslide when I asked on Facebook for people to vote what they wanted to hear on the podcast. And I know that so many of you are still dealing with ongoing conflict and unresolved issues with your parents. So this one is about when you just feel really bad about talking about your childhood, because the idea of putting the blame on your parents or the idea of thinking about how your parents hurt you just makes you feel really guilty, right? It can bring up those old thoughts and those feelings about what it means to be a quote-unquote good daughter or a good son. It can make you feel like you're being a bad person by talking about how someone else's actions affected you. So there's a lot of things going on here, right? And now sometimes this guilt feeling can be so big that it might prevent you from even going to therapy, or it might prevent you from acknowledging exactly what happened to you growing up. So that's why it's going to be really important today to listen to the call to action at the end, because I'm actually going to guide you through a release exercise. This is an actual, tangible exercise that you can do and have something that you can work on. Now, I'm very careful with how I'm saying things in this particular episode, because I know that for those of you who are listening, there's a wide range of different types of relationships that you all have with your parents. Some of you had parents who were straight up just abusive, no questions asked. And for others, it might be more complicated. You might have parents who really were well-meaning and they did the best they could, but because it wasn't a good match for you, it still had a huge effect on you. So you see, the range is quite diverse. So that's why I have to be very careful with how I talk about blame, because it's experienced different by everybody. And some of you have cut off your relationships with your parents, and others are actually rebuilding your relationships with your parent. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, this episode can still apply to you, and you can still use these strategies to help you work through your own feelings of guilt and responsibility. Now, before I jump in, I just want to quickly say that due to popular demand, my Inner Child Healing course is actually going to be coming out very, very soon. It's going to be a much more affordable way of working with me. And if you enroll in this course, it's a DIY course that you can go through the modules on your own. You will also be invited into a private Facebook group where I will be going live once or twice a month to offer some group coaching for you as well. So that's super, super exciting. My one-to-one coaching waitlist is getting quite long, and there's only one of me and so many of you. So the reason I developed this course was just to offer a different way of working with me. So if you click in the show notes and you sign up with the link, you'll get $50 off just by being on this waitlist for when the course comes out. So if you're interested, please get on the wait list by clicking on the show notes link, and we will have information coming up really soon. So if you tend to feel this guilt, you got it. It comes from the guilt wound, and I would recommend checking out episode 1 to learn more about the 4 core wounds. So this sort of guilt feeling usually is a childhood wound when guilt was used as a way to punish you or to actually hurt you. Therefore, you might tend to feel bad about things in general. You might tend to accept blame for things that aren't even your fault. And you might have developed this sort of people-pleasing motivation of putting other people's needs first. And in this case, we're talking about your parents. This feeling like we're hurting our parents somehow by acknowledging what really happened to us growing up. Now, let's be very, very clear about this from the get-go. As adults, yes, absolutely, we can use empathy to understand why people did things. We can understand how they got to those decisions. But at the end of the day, that doesn't make it okay. And it certainly doesn't excuse abusing children. And so while as adults, we might think about why they did this, or why did my parents do that, or what were they thinking, what were they going through at the time, if it helps you to understand, that's great. But at the same time, we also have to hold people accountable for their actions, especially if they're adults, and especially when it comes to our parents. And look, the goal of healing our inner child is not about whether you choose to forgive or not. Whether you do want to forgive or not, that is a deeply personal choice, and that choice will become available to you once you honor yourself first. So listen, everyone is different, and if you choose not to forgive, that's okay. Honor yourself. If you do choose to forgive, that's okay too. Honor yourself. You see how it depends on the person? So anyone who comes to you and says you should forgive or you shouldn't forgive, you know, that's a projection of their own decision. And I mean, I'm a therapist. I've seen people on both sides, and some people who, you know, start with one and then change for the other. That's not the goal of doing this inner child work, because I understand that your journey is uniquely yours and yours alone. So the goal is really about you coming home to yourself and getting yourself to a place where you feel confident in your self-identity. Okay, so it's not about having to forgive or not forgive, but it's more about you. This is about yourself and what is best for you to feel whole again. So back to the topic of blaming our parents, I want to give you something to think about here. Okay, and it's that sometimes blame is a necessary step towards healing, because the energy of blame can help your inner child understand that some things really weren't our fault, such as abuse or neglect. That really wasn't your fault. And so in this case, blame can help us swing that pendulum away from blaming ourselves, if that makes sense. Right? So we have to go through that stage of pushing that blame onto someone else just so that we can understand that we need to stop blaming ourselves for what happened. So sometimes that is a necessary step. However, if you're listening to this podcast and you're feeling at this stage that blaming your parents, that it still brings on too much guilt and shame, then we need to redefine what it is we're actually doing when we're talking about your childhood. So when we are doing this inner child work, we are exploring the things that we experienced in our childhood, we're not really trying to blame or hurt our parents, right? That's not the intention of this work. What we're doing is we are simply acknowledging that regardless of what your parents' intentions were, regardless of why they did what they did, that it still had an effect on you, right? It still had an effect on you as a child, as a human. Even if your parents were doing the best they could, to acknowledge that it still wasn't enough. Like, my goodness, when I heard that the first time, like, I felt that in my soul. You see how it's not really about blame at the end? This is about you being able to see yourself, see and acknowledge everything that you have been through. So it's really got nothing to do with why your parents did this, why they did that. And on the other side, if you had parents who were abusive and who did neglect you, then it's about understanding that the guilt that you still feel, that guilt itself is a trauma response. So we call this the fawn response. So there's fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. Fawn basically just means people pleasing. And it can also mean that you empathize with the abuser, right? We do this as a survival strategy because at that time, the abuser was also the same person that we depended on for our survival. That's why we develop that response. So it's so, so important to validate what you went through and also to acknowledge that the guilt you feel is also just a survival response or a trauma response for what happened to you. Finally, I want to remind you that outside of cultural norms and what we've been taught, there really are no rules about how to feel about your parents. It's okay to have mixed feelings about your parents. For example, you can love them and you can be angry at them at the same time. You can straight up hate your parents. You can hate your parents and also feel love for them at the same time. It's complicated, right? You don't have to like your parents either. That's the other thing, right? That just because you were born from them doesn't mean that you have to like them. So honor your feelings. Honor the honesty of how you actually feel about them, because the truth will set you free. And when you accept that you do have these very conflicting feelings towards your parent, it is what it is. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad daughter, bad son, none of that. It's just the truth and the honesty of how you really feel. Personally, I really struggled with the guilt feelings for a very long time because of the fact that my parents were also immigrants. So while I had all this trauma going on, you know, in my early years, all these attachment wounds, I was also witnessing their hardships of being in a brand new country, of them working multiple jobs, trying to keep food on the table. It's really a lot, right? And so I would hold on to this feeling of, if I blame my parents or if I think badly of them, then it's just a slap in the face for all the sacrifices they made coming to this new country and trying to make a better life for us. I struggled with that for a really, really long time. And it was hard to hold that peace and still be able to look at all the choices that made around parenting that was just honestly like messed me up so much, right? So I really, really get it. I understand it's hard work, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it for your own sake in being able to move through this. So I know that it's a lot more harder said than done, but that's why in this call to action, we're going to do this exercise together. So those of you who are still experiencing uncertainty of how to feel about their parents, I get it. I still feel a lot of pain for my parents sometimes and just sort of the unfortunateness of how things unfolded. But yeah, that's part of this as well. Part of this is holding space for things that can be the opposite and realizing that us as humans, we are so complex in our feelings and our feelings that seem to contradict each other. Maybe that's not a problem. Right? Maybe the problem is that we're judging the conflict and we're judging ourselves for having all these mixed feelings. So the minute you really, really understand that is the minute that you can actually let that conflict go and just let it be. All right, call to action time. Are you ready? We are going to do this exercise together to help us move through those feelings of guilt and release that sense of responsibility that we put on ourselves when we do start to feel guilt for our parents. So this is very helpful when that feeling of guilt feels really overwhelming. So we're going to start off by you getting really comfortable, and you can listen to this later, you know, if you're in the car or if you're walking or something. But I'm going to invite you to feel in your body where you actually feel that guilt and that responsibility. So it's that kind of heaviness feeling you might get. So for me, I felt that in my heart, so sort of in my chest, and my chest would sort of constrict. So find out where in your body you feel those emotions of guilt and responsibility, and give it a color, right? What color would it have? What shape would it have? Would that feeling have any sort of shape or texture to it? So really, really try to visualize this as best you can. And as you're imagining and picturing where those feelings lie, just speak to your inner child. Speak to that young part of you that's still hurting. And you can say to them, "Darling, you are here to grow. You are not responsible for mom and dad. Mom and dad are grown-ups. And grown-ups are responsible for their own choices. You are not responsible for them. You are enough. You are enough." Really feel that, because it's not your responsibility. What happened to you was not your fault either. And you're just here to be a kid, right? That's what you're here for. So now I want you to picture where that guilt and responsibility is, whatever color, shape, texture, form it takes, and just imagine it pulling out of your body. Visualize passing that responsibility and that guilt back. You can either pass it back to your parents, or you can offer it up to the universe and trust that the universe knows what to do with it. As long as it's moving out of you, and just really, really picture it physically leaving your body, right? We're letting that responsibility go. It's no longer here. It was never ours to start with, and we're just giving it back to where it belongs. So I hope you liked that exercise. If you did, please let me know through email or Instagram. I would love to hear. So that was number one in the call to action. This visualization exercise to release that guilt and that responsibility from your body. Number two, again, is recognize that what you're feeling is actually that guilt wound that we talked about in episode one. So make sure to download that episode if you haven't heard it yet. And that when we feel the guilt wound, we're also having a fawn trauma response. It's the trauma response that makes us want to people please or empathize with or even sometimes protect the person who's been hurting us, because obviously we depended on them for survival. Okay, so again, this is not your fault. We're just understanding what's really happening inside you. Number three is to remember that there are no rules about how to feel about your parents. You don't have to like them. You never have to forgive them if you don't want to. However, if you want to, you can still like them. You can love them and you can forgive them. It's up to you. Okay? I can't tell you what's best for you. Only you can figure that out. You can also feel multiple conflicting, paradoxical things about your parents all at the same time. You can like them and hate them, be resentful, but miss them. You can feel all those things and more. All feelings are welcome. And make sure your inner child really knows that. That all feelings, big or small, you can handle them. So my loves, I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope you found it validating, no matter what kind of relationship you plan to have with your parents, because they're all valid. There is no one right answer. There's only the right answer for you and what is helpful for you on your journey. And I honor you, I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for listening. And again, if you're interested in taking this a step further, but maybe you're not ready for one-to-one coaching, please consider my upcoming Inner Child course, which includes a group coaching component, which is going to be much more affordable. And again, click the link in the show notes to get on the wait list and get $50 off for when we first launch. I'm super excited for this. This course is definitely my best work yet. I'm really, really proud of what I'm going to be putting in it. It's going to be awesome and just absolutely transformational. And I would love nothing more but to have you join me there. So that's it for today, folks. It is apparently the long weekend here in Toronto. It's Easter weekend. And to be honest, I completely forgot about the weekend. I'm like fully working this weekend. I had a couple clients book in and like, are you working today, Gloria? And I was like, yeah, I guess I am. We've moved to another lockdown in Toronto. Or excuse me, they've called it the shutdown, not a lockdown. Slight change in vocabulary. But yes, we're in a shutdown again for another 4 weeks. Which means I will be inside recording a lot more podcasts that will be coming your way. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you for those who have been leaving a 5-star review and getting access to that Inner Child Starter Kit. I will see you in the next one. Mwah. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @bygloriazhang or visit bygloriazhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one.